Les Impacteurs, le podcast du numérique raisonné, par Grenoble École de Management.
Dans le cadre du défi de la rentrée 2021, les nouveaux étudiants de Grenoble École de Management questionnent un objet ou un service connecté du quotidien, on décrypte les enjeux cachés au-delà des usages actuels et élaborent un plan d'action pour impacter de façon positive le futur. Dans ce nouvel épisode, nos étudiants se penchent sur le thème parcours client et paiement mobile.
Good morning, this is Gem News. I'm Aaron Fayen with the headlines at 8 o'clock. Today, mobile payments, a brand new trend that's been growing steadily over the past few years and have now become an indispensable part of our daily life. As one of the most disruptive technologies for finance, mobile payment has been rapidly transforming the traditional financial industry. They accounted for about 784 million payments in 2019, when in 2018 there were only 180. In fact, mobile payment refers to all mobile transactions, such as remote payments on e-commerce sites, for example, proximity payments from an ATM, or even money transfers from mobile to mobile. However, many concerns on their reliability and security raise doubts on people. Also, reports and studies have shown that even more people get their personal data scammed or hacked. Risks remain small, but still exist. Today with us, Mr. Flantz, mobile transaction specialist. Thank you for coming. And can you tell us more about your domain of knowledge?
Good morning, Mr. Fayen. I'm very happy to be able to talk about this topic, so thank you. Now, the problem is there's plenty of actors involved in mobile payments, and it mainly affects the younger generations who have grown up in the wake of the new technologies, when, of course, older people have basically less confidence in mobile payments. There are numerous stakeholders involved in setting up these transactions, for example, banks, web giants such as Apple with its Apple Pay service. And this is why it requires cooperation between all these organizations and governments, particularly in terms of safeness or even security. There are also inequalities in terms of access to said services between people of different generations or even different social levels. Well, for me, the three biggest risks with mobile payments are, first of all, losing your phone, because whenever you lose your phone, it's like losing your credit card. Then also you can have cyber thieves who can immediately spoof your mobile wallet, and you can also get malwares on your cell phone. Last but not least, negligence is among risk factors. Most users are not always attentive, and a lot of people who, for instance, tend to use the same password both for social networks and payment platforms. And this carelessness jeopardizes mobile transactions. And that's the reason why there are many data gathering issues. It is an ethical and privacy concern. Therefore, we have to educate, inform, but better inform. Did you know that there were more than twice as many risks of scams as with a traditional credit card? Yet, very few people are informed about how they can avoid those risks or even their existence, basically. And in my opinion, the best way to keep a thief out of your phone is to require two-factor authentication to unlock it, ideally, for example, a PIN combined with your fingerprint or even facial recognition or an iris scan.
Thank you very much. Now let's welcome French student and YouTuber Camille Martin, also known as Cam on the Cam, and her initiative to raise awareness on mobile payment and its risks.
Thank you, Mr. Fayen, for inviting me today and give me the opportunity to present my initiative. With thoughts about creating a party to warn the youth about the issue of mobile payment, the party is called DYC, also known as Drop Your Cash, as the idea is to give up cash and adopt mobile payment in an ethical way. To promote this transition, we would like to schedule a party which combines advertising and serious, in order to discover this topic in a fun way. And that way we plan to find a funny quiz with a lot of prizes to win. Nobody will go back home without any gifts. We'll also invite experts who are working on mobile payments, such as Lydia or Apple workers. Therefore, you'll have opportunities to meet experts personally and have some real working experiences. Furthermore, I will be there for the party representing Grenoble School of Management, and there will be other famous early influencers well known on social media. Besides, some charities of GEM, such as Millésime or Le Daü, will sponsor the event, so a buffet and drinks will be on self-service. Thanks to this fund party, young people who are the most vulnerable to mobile payments will be able to have more information about it and be aware about the dangers. So we are waiting for all of you on Saturday night, the 9th of October 21 from 7 p.m. at the Expo of Grenoble. Drop your cash and get ready to flash.
Thank you, Camille. Thank you, Mr. Flans. Thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Gem News.
À bientôt pour un nouvel épisode des Impacteurs, le podcast du numérique raisonné par Grenoble École de Management. Merci de noter ce podcast et bien sûr de vous abonner.